This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil here in the Bemidji studio. I've got someone in the studio with me, Pastor Brad Binder, and then I've got a guest on the phone. We'll get to Annabeth in just a bit. But Brad, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Doing well. And yourself?
Good. Good to see you. We go way, way back.
Yeah. It's been about 20 years or so.
Yeah. You were like one when QFM went on the air, maybe?
Not quite, but okay. 10. 10.
10?
Yeah.
You remember, don't you?
I do remember when QFM started. Yep.
30 years ago. And of course, your dad as pastor and Pastor Larry at Country Faith all these years.
Yep.
But you now, Mr. Brad Binder, you're the lead pastor. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, that started a year ago. And the Lord's been good and faithful, and appreciate all the leadership and people around me. It's been an exciting year.
It's a wonderful church, and what a bright light to Northwest Minnesota, and we're happy to be connected to you guys. And you do things every once in a while that are of regional significance, and that's why you're here. That's why we have Annabeth on the phone. You've got a seminar having to do with Israel, as well as a Seder service. And before we introduce Anna, how did you get connected with Annabeth to have this happen?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's even kind of hard to recall, because I know Annabeth was friends with a friend of mine, and just got wind of it and was like, hey, we should have Annabeth come and share. And the initial thought was, we'll have her come and speak for a few minutes on a Sunday morning. And then after calling and visiting with Annabeth, it was like, you know what, I don't know that this is just a 20-minute thing on a Sunday morning. Maybe we should make more of a weekend out of it and open it up to the community. And that was probably about a year ago. And so it's been exciting to see God move and put things into place. And so we're excited about what God's going to do here in February.
Well, and of course, now the timing with what's happening in Israel is just unbelievable. So again, a seminar, this is all going to be on February 24th. That's a Saturday. And so we welcome now Annabeth Havener, all the way from Atlanta. Annabeth, how are you?
Hi, Phil. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're excellent. I know you were saying that you've been up here in Minnesota in the month of February. Was it like 5 years in a row or something like that?
Yes, going strong, going strong. I think this will be my sixth year.
Well, awesome. And this is like the warmest we've ever had.
Yeah,
so,
no kidding.
Although when you come, I think it's going to be a little colder just for you, Annabeth. So.
Well, that's what I'm expecting. I would expect no less. So.
Yes, you want it, like you said, get your snow fix going. But you have an interesting story, and we're not going to get into all that because you're going to share part of that as a part of the seminar, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how in the world a young girl and then a young woman got interested in Israel? You are not Jewish, is that right?
Correct, I'm not.
Okay, and it just happened, right? Would you say it's all God that brought you to this point of being an expert, really, now on Israel?
I would absolutely say it's all the Lord. It's my story. I'll just give a little sneak peek.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, I was born in Oklahoma City, moved down to very rural South Georgia when I was young, and had never met a Jewish person until I went to college. And it was really in college where I started to dive deeper into my own faith journey and got very interested in intercultural communication and missions. And I made a lot of Palestinian friends, and it's actually through them that I came to have a huge heart for Israel and the Jewish people.
Wow. Didn't see that coming.
Right?
Through Palestinian friends. You must have quite the outlook or insight, I guess would be a better word, of what is going on. I mean, this is such a serious time. You and I were talking with Brad before we started to record. There are people that say October 7th has changed Israel, and no doubt Palestinians as well, forever. And you agreed with that statement. This is this is an incredible time, isn't it, right now?
It is. It's an incredibly challenging time for everyone living in that part of the world. And we have so many friends there who are just really in the thick of it.
And, you've been there many times, correct?
Yes, correct. I've been there many times, and I actually used to live there for a few years.
Okay. And do some tour guiding? Am I right in that?
Yes. We actually, our ministry, we typically bring tours two or three a year. And we actually, incidentally, were leaving, flying to Tel Aviv on October 7th.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Our flight was canceled just a couple hours beforehand. It was so crazy.
Hmm. Have you been there, Brad?
I have not. It's definitely on my list of things to do. I would love to go there.
I haven't been there either. And, you know, my bucket's, well, I don't know, I'm a lot older than you are, so my bucket's a little closer than yours. So I might have to, have Annabeth give us a tour over there sometime. I really do want to go. But, I mean, you can't go now yet either, right? And it could be a long time before things open up, would you say, Annabeth, because of this conflict?
You know, it really is. We're just kind of holding it with open hands. We canceled our traditional tour that was planning to go in the spring, but we actually know of several organizations that are doing some service trips. So people going in to help and serve, and Lord willing, we're planning to do that over the summer.
All right. Well, here we go. February 24th, you're going to be at Country Faith Church for this seminar. Coffee and rolls starting at 8 o'clock. You just got to do it, right?
Yes.
Brad, you know, a little fellowship.
Yeah. Yep.
That kind of thing. But tell us a little rundown of this seminar, basically 9 to noon. What are some of the topics you're going to hit, Annabeth?
Oh, man, I can't wait. We are gonna dive in. We're going to start with this big opening question of, you know, why Israel? Why are we even talking about this? Because I know some people are wondering, you know, they might be interested, but like, what does this have to do with me? A random, you know, Gentile, most people are not going to be Jewish coming to this event,
mm-hmm.
a Christian, a follower of Jesus. Why is this important for me? We're going to hit that. I'm going to share my testimony. We're going to look at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the history of the Middle East conflict, and God's covenant and promise with Israel, as well as his love and compassion for the Arab people. We're going to look at Jewish customs and culture and tradition, especially highlighting the Jewish festivals and how those were really, really significant in the life of Jesus, and how he even prophetically fulfilled those festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be our morning in a big nutshell.
Do you use a lot of like PowerPoint, that kind of stuff in your presentation, Annabeth?
Yes. We'll definitely have some visual graphics going on.
Yeah. All right. And then, of course, with the festivals, that would lead right into the Seder service that night. And Brad was saying you've led a number of those over the years.
I have. Yeah. Leading a Passover Seder is probably one of my favorite things to do in the world.
Cool. You've been with Country Faith has done it a number of times, right?
Correct. Yes. Yes. Pastor Larry is Jewish. And
that's right.
We've had. I don't know how many, but it's been a good 5 years, I think, probably since we've had our last one. And so we're excited to have Annabeth come and lead one.
I've been to one, and it was there at Country Faith Church many, many years ago. So here's an opportunity. And again, it's only $15, right, mm-hmm. Brad, for the seminar, and then $15 for the Seder service. And the website, is that the place to go to get
Correct.
Signed up?
Yeah, if you go to countryfaith.org and you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see there's two separate events. If you're going to come to both, you got to register for both.
Yeah.
So I don't want anybody to register for one and think you're signed up for the other. You got to make sure you sign up for both. They're $15 a piece per person. We are going to open it up if there are families that would like to come and you're bringing more than four. We're going to kind of cap the price at $50. So if you got a family of six that wants to come, the total cost for the Seder would be $50. So kind of cap it off there.
Seminar is at the church.
Yes, it is.
By Clearbrook, but then the Seder?
The Seder's in Gonvick at the Life Center. It's in the old school gym there. It's just a little bit better facility. It's got a commercial kitchen, and it's a little better for serving purposes.
Yeah, and they can get it all set up mm-hmm. while the seminar is going on and be ready to go. Probably get there a little early, would you say? I mean,
yeah.
It starts at
6. I think it would
six,
be good to get
so.
There. And, you know, for the actual seminar in the morning, we don't have a cap at this point. But for the Seder itself, we can only do 200. So you'll want to make sure you get on the website and register if that's something you're wanting to
do. It's coming up February mm-hmm. 24th for sure. Annabeth, you are a part of a ministry called, Light of Messiah Ministries, right? Did you found that or was that an existing ministry?
No, I didn't. Our director, Marie Tillis, founded the ministry over 30 years ago. And I've been on board now in different capacities for almost 8 years.
And you minister to Jewish people in the Atlanta area, as well as others, you know, Christian Gentiles. What about the Jewish people in the area that you're connecting with? What are they saying and doing regarding what's going on right now, would you say?
You know, that's a great question. I'm actually connecting with a wonderful Orthodox friend in a few days. And we've had so many conversations about what's going on. We've really felt the atmosphere here in Atlanta. There's just been, I think the Jewish community has been under so much stress and, mm-hmm. and real strain, especially feeling like the world is against them. You know, after the Hamas attacks happened on October 7th, you know, there was this great swell of solidarity and people were, you know, we love you, we care about you, we're praying for you for a couple days.
Yeah.
And then as we saw the narrative shift to, you know, Israel's the problem, Israel's the aggressor. I mean, there have been a number, I mean, you know, dozens of bomb threats at synagogues in Atlanta. We've had so many Jewish people face hate crimes, different things. So our ministry has really been focusing on just supporting the community in any way we can, you know, visiting synagogues, car drives, bringing flowers, anything we can do to show them that we stand with them and we're here for them.
Yeah.
You know, Brad and I were talking before we called you, this whole hatred that exists between, I suppose, mainly the Muslim world and the Israelis, it's just so deep. And, you know, wanting Israel to not even exist, for example, and they should be wiped off the face of the earth. And, you know, we use the word demonic because that's about the only thing you can think of. I mean, this is a spiritual issue, you know, in the world of supernatural. Would you agree with that, Annabeth?
I would. I think it's the hatred of Jewish people. It's been called the oldest hatred, you know, anti-Semitism, and its latest expression really comes out of the Muslim world, and this sort of anti-Zionism is this new brand. But really, the hatred of Jewish people has been going on for millennia, Yeah, I would believe the deepest level. There's many levels, but I think the deepest level really is truly spiritual.
Yeah. And I know you have a love for the Muslim people as well. Like you said, you connected with Palestinians and so forth. And it is sad because it just seems like, you know, they're brainwashed in many ways. You see the polling, you probably saw it, where they figure 85% of the Palestinians that live in Gaza were in favor of what happened on October 7th. How can that be?
Yeah.
How can that be, Annabeth?
You know, again, such a good question, and I do have such a love and a compassion for the Palestinian community, and that they really are between a rock and a hard place. They don't have many options, and I think when you're in a position where, number one, your government is feeding you a certain narrative, like you kind of hinted at. And the population of Gaza, majority population is under the age of 18. So they don't have a very long memory. There's so many children being born. I think a lot of the population doesn't have a very long memory of what's been happening with Israel. It helps me to sort of jump into some like empathy for a minute and try to get in their shoes and think, if you grew up, you know, in this tiny, super condensed, packed-in situation, and you were surrounded by a barricade, and you were told your entire life that the reason you're here is because of Israel, and Israel is evil, and Israel are the oppressors. I mean, of course you would believe it. You know, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
And so I think Hamas has marketed themselves as really, they're the ones who's going to do something about this, whereas the Palestinian Authority is more of a collaborator, and they're with the Israelis kind of thing. So they don't have a lot of great options, I'm afraid.
Mm. We could talk all day because it is so absolutely fascinating. There's biblical ramifications for all of this as well. I don't know if you'll get into that. Do you get into that much, the prophetic side of things at all, Annabeth? Or?
Oh, yeah, we're going to touch on that for sure.
Okay, all right. Well, we better leave it at that. And, you know, the Q&A, Brad, is... You better plan for some Q&A
time.
To have several microphones ready.
Awesome. I can't promise answers, but I'll do my best.
Oh, come on. Pressure's on, Annabeth. I'm just kidding. This is going to be amazing, though, Brad. Way
I'm
to
excited.
Go, you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
It was, it's always been a pertinent issue, but it feels like it's been highlighted, especially with October 7th and just seeing how God... Kind of started putting this in motion before any of that even happened. It really felt like this is where the Lord wants us to be doing right now.
And you guys as a group, I'm sure that morning are going to spend some time in prayer as well for for Israel. I think of the families with the hostages and just on and on. And both sides, like you just said, Annabeth, we need to pray for both sides of this horrible situation. And there you go. All right, Annabeth, well, thanks for taking time on the phone and being on QFM. And, you know, enjoy your visit to Minnesota.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I can't wait.
Awesome. All right. We're going to let you go. God bless you, okay?
Thanks, Annabeth.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. There you go, Brad. She sounds like just an amazing young woman, and it was a God-ordained thing. It really was, wasn't it?
It was. Yep. Sometimes the Lord just puts things in your lap, and I feel like that's definitely what happened here.
All right. So, again, countryfaith.org. Get registered for both the seminar.
Correct.
And the Seder service.
Yep.
The Seder, that'll go, what, hour and a half? 2 hours?
Yeah, about an hour and a half is what we're looking at.
Yep. Okay.
And there's a meal with that. So there's the Seder, but then there's also a meal that we'll be having as well. So
what's all in the meal? Do you know? Can I put you on the spot?
I believe we're having...
Is it lefse?
No, it's not lefse.
Oh, okay.
Unless that's part of the dessert that I haven't heard about. But we're going to do roast beef and potatoes and some fixings and stuff like that. I don't have all the details, but that's what we're looking at.
Kind of Jewish, right? Yeah. Supposedly.
Well, she did... mention it's probably best not to have bacon at a Seder, even though it's okay. But anyway, just in
stay away.
Correct. Yeah. So
okay.
we decided not to do that.
Good to see you, Brad.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Pastor Brad Binder from Country Faith Church. And this is a wonderful day, February 24th, a Saturday. And get signed up. All right. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.